When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of It's Not All Rainbows. I'm your host, Lindsay Goodman. I'm a certified trauma recovery coach, and I'm also a survivor of abuse in a queer relationship. I'm here to help you figure out what's really going on in your relationship, to help get you out and on the road to recovery. Today is Valentine's Day, so I'm going to talk to you about not just Valentine's Day, but holidays and special events and special moments and times with an abusive person and what that can look like. I have talked about this before. But here we are at another quote-unquote holiday. I'm not a fan of Valentine's Day. I think it's just another commercial day to get people to buy things and to get people to like sort of compete with each other on social media. Like, look what my man got me. Look what my girl got me. Like, look at this person got me. Like, it's just like a competition and I don't like it. It makes me uncomfortable. And I just wish that people would just like focus on other things. But I digress. Let's talk about it. I know a lot of you are going through this or have gone through this and could use some education, validation, and so on. That's what I'm here for. That's what I do. So let's dive in. Before we do that, I will talk about my struggles and successes. The struggle is that I'm sick. I just recorded another episode. I'm actually going to switch these episodes around because when I went to upload the one I just recorded, I was like, wait a minute, it's Valentine's Day. Let's talk about it. So I'm doing another one. So that's my struggle. I am sick. I don't like it. It's not fun, but I'm already on the mend, so I won't whine about it too much. A success is that, I have a me day today, and I'm looking around me, and the house is a little cleaner because I started cleaning last night because my son's back with his dad, and I'm going to get the house clean, and I'm going to reset, and it's going to feel really good. It hasn't quite happened yet, but it's going to happen, so I'm going to call it a success. Okay, so let's talk about holidays. Let's talk about birthdays. Let's talk about Valentine's Day. When you are with an abusive person, it is highly likely that they're going to sabotage your day. They're going to wake up. They're going to forget it's your birthday. They're going to forget it's Valentine's Day on purpose, right? They haven't actually forgotten because they absolutely know. Just like most of us know, like sometimes we do forget what day it is. I'm very bad at remembering birthdays. Like I'll know someone's birthday is coming up and then the day of, I don't know what day it is. So I'm like going around, it's like noon and I'm like, oh, it's February 10th. It's my niece's birthday. It's my friend's birthday. I'm gonna wish them happy birthday. Or like it's someone on the East Coast. And then I feel bad because I'm like, your day's halfway over and I just remembered it's your birthday. I'm so sorry because I never know what day it is. That's normal. You're not an abusive person just because you forgot what day it is, but they're purposefully going to forget what day it is. They're going to be waiting for you to ask, like, did you get me anything? Or like, here, I got you something for Valentine's Day. And you're like, okay, I guess you didn't give me anything. Like they purposely want you to feel that disappointment. They want you to feel like you don't matter. No, of course they didn't get you anything. Again, like, oh, I forgot. I'm just so busy. They're coming up with all the excuses of why they didn't get you something. Or they're purposefully going to tell you why I didn't get you anything because last year you didn't get me anything. Or last year we got in a fight on Valentine's Day. Or, 6 years ago you told me that you didn't really care about Valentine's Day and you just wanted to spend time together. Like some kind of excuse to make it your fault. And again, I'm not saying that you have to exchange things for Valentine's Day. I've never been a Valentine's Day person. I get my son a little Valentine's heart box and put it next to him for when he wakes up because my dad did that for me and my sisters. And that's what is special to me. So that's what I do through my partner, which I do not have one. I don't care if you get me something or not on Valentine's Day. So I'm not here to tell you that if your partner doesn't get you something, because I have realized that a lot of the content I make about abuse, covert abuse, things that are harder to recognize than being physically assaulted. I'm trying not to like be too brutal here. People will argue that. Well, I guess I do this, so I guess I'm abusive, or my partner is not, I guess they're abusive, blah, 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 because people don't want to look into the fact that a lot of these behaviors that might be not fine and normal also can be tied into a bigger picture and can be a part of the abuse, which I get it. It's hard to understand. It's hard to look into stuff like that. Sorry. I live on and it sounded like someone's walking up the stairs. As you can see, I'm still a little jumpy. I talked last week about healing and doing some healing that, okay, it's going to be in 2 weeks now because I'm pushing this one up. Okay. Healing and like sometimes how we heal in ways and we don't recognize it until later. We look back and I'm like, oh my gosh, yay. I'm still a little jumpy. Sounds from the outside, sounds of someone approaching the house. That's always going to be something that makes me like, what is that? But also it's because I'm sitting right next to the window and the stairs come right up to the window. And usually when I'm sitting here, I close the window because it's kind of creepy that like the UPS guy or person is walking up the steps and can just like see me here ranting and raving about abuse. So I usually keep that window closed and open the other one where nobody walks past. Anyway, I have no idea what I was saying. So we're just going to see if we can reset your brain. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, yeah. So people will, you know, I don't want to keep saying like it might not be abuse, but people will always say like, oh, I do this. Am I abusive? Or, oh, my partner. Remember, it's a big picture thing. If it's patterns of behavior, if it's like all the time happening, or if it's hot and cold, if it's whatever. But if you're a person who just forgets things, if you're a person who like you don't celebrate this thing, it's fine. And I also don't like y'all comparing because some people can't afford to get stuff for you. Sorry. I would rather have a partner who chooses not to get into debt and maybe just like makes me a handwritten card or like over on the table, I'm making Valentine's for my son's class and it's just cardboard hearts and I'm putting some decorative like flowers on them and stuff. And that's fine. Like make me something like that. I don't care if you buy me something, like make good choices for you and your family. Right. So anyway, but they're going to make a big deal out of it probably. And they're going to, so if you do have plans and they do surprise you, there's like different levels of here. You could be getting all of them at once. You could be getting one or the other. It could change each year. But if they do surprise you and they give you something, it's possible that they'll hold it against you forever. They'll say that they spent more on you than you did. They'll say that they wish they hadn't gotten it for you because you don't deserve it because of X, Y, Z. They'll say that, you know, you can't ever complain about anything ever again because, oh, look how they did such a nice thing for you, and so on. If they made dinner reservations for you somewhere, or they take you on a date and they go do something nice with you, say it's like, oh, we're going to go on a Valentine's hike, or we're going to go to the beach for Valentine's Day and we're going to have a little picnic there, or, you know, we go out to dinner, they could highly possibly destroy that event or that moment for you, right? You go on the hike and they complain the whole time. My feet hurt, my whatever. And like, yeah, like people's feet hurt sometimes, but like you chose to go on a hike, right? It's one of those things where, oh, I absolutely had that happen one time. We were on a hike and the entire time the abuser complained about their foot. And it's not that I don't have empathy and compassion for you, but it's like, this is a risk you take when you go on a hike and it's a long hike and you knew it was going to be 14 miles. It's possible that like my knee usually ends up hurting, but I know going into it that my knee's probably going to hurt and I might have to be careful on the way down because I'm 36, right? So they're going to do something to just like bring down the mood of it. Maybe you're in a really good mood. You're looking forward to it. You're like, this might be like one small thing that helps our relationship. Like we might be doing better after this. Maybe we'll connect on this event. This might be just like the thing we needed because they're telling you that too. Probably like, oh, just like when next time we go on a date, we're going to just reconnect and it's going to be special. It's going to be this. It's going to be that. And so you're like, yay, you're looking forward to it. You get to the beach. You start to get your picnic stuff out. Or you sit down for dinner and all of a sudden they start an argument, right? You know, I got you a gift this morning and you just seemed like you weren't very grateful for it. Like, did you not like it? Do you even care about me? Do you still want to be in this relationship? Are you still thinking about your ex? Is it because one time your ex got you this for Valentine's Day and like you just wish that I was the same as your ex and that I would do that for you? Or something completely off topic? Like, I don't even know. I don't even know. Because I'm getting examples of like, this is just today for Valentine's Day, but maybe it's something about, I mean, there were times that, you know, their ex was brought up, you know, years later, all of a sudden we're in this argument about their ex or like, you know, just so you know, like my ex-girlfriend like added me on Instagram and I wasn't sure what to do, but I was like, well, no harm done. I'll just message her and see how she's doing. But like trying to make you jealous about something, which like those things happen. And it's, you know, sometimes people handle that with grace and they're like, yeah, I know my ex added me, but like, I didn't really have anything to say to them or like, yeah, I just, you know, told them, you know, that I was dating you and that things are going well and that's how they were doing. And you're just like, okay, cool. I don't care. Like, whatever. I trust you. No big deal. It doesn't have to be a big deal, but these people will use it on purpose to make you jealous. Complaining about your child, you know, oh, it's Valentine's Day. Oh, well, you know, we have your kid too much. He needs to go with his dad more. He, you know, his dad doesn't have him enough. or his dad has him too much, or I don't like the way he's acting, or they're acting, or, you know, you need to discipline them more. Like, just, they're just digging for stuff. I don't like your outfit. That's what you chose to wear on this date. You don't look good in that. Why would you wear that? Why'd you wear your hair like that? You know I like it when you do this. I hope I'm not triggering anyone. I'm just trying to show that there is a plethora of things that they can pull from. Anything is on the table, right? To start an argument with you, and what it starts as, say it's your hair. You know, I don't know what, like, you didn't do your hair like I like it, or you didn't paint your nails, it's Valentine's Day, I can't believe, like, some tiny little thing that's not really important, and then all of a sudden you're arguing about something that happened 42 years ago or whatever. So that can happen. Another thing that can happen is that they could actually be really nice. They could actually be really, really good. They could be so calm. They could be romantic. They could be connecting with you. They could be paying so much attention to you to where you're actually letting your guard down and you're actually thinking, is this really good? Is this really happening? I've talked about stuff like this before. Like when we went to Mexico together, the start of the trip was great. We got along great. We were connecting. We were laughing. We were doing fun things. And then as we got to the end of it, the way that I see it is that they were like, well, I can't let her actually have a nice vacation. I've got to go ahead and sabotage this. And sabotage this, they did. I talked about that quite a bit. In fact, I just wrote about that in the book I'm writing. So it's, you know, the peppering you with good times is also strategic. They can do that so that if you do leave the next Valentine's Day, the next Christmas, or the next birthday, because mine was always really, really nice on Christmas and really invested in part of the family with my son's dad and giving gifts, actually spending money, which they never did. Again, I don't care about money, but we had a lot of like money issues. So that when you leave, you look back, you know, Christmas rolls around and you're nostalgic and you're like, oh man, like, last Christmas, we were still together, and like your brain's sabotaging you, and you're like, oh no, like I miss them, whatever. You don't really miss them. It's part of the thing, it's part of it. They want to do that. They want to give you this false sense of nostalgia or false sense of connection and good times and things like that so that you stay longer. So that if you leave, you hoover yourself. You suck yourself back in on your birthday or on Valentine's Day or on Christmas because you had those good times with them at those times. So each year Christmas rolls around, you start thinking about them. Maybe you reach out to them, which please don't do that. Please keep them blocked. It's so important. I've talked about it before. We don't need to be reaching out to them. It wasn't good. They're doing those things on purpose. They're being nice to you on purpose so that you feel crazy and so that they can tell you, you know, the next time that you try to bring up something that, you know, like you haven't looked at me in 14 days and they're like, oh my, we literally just went on a date for Valentine's Day and it was so good. We went out for drinks. We had great conversation. We talked about our future goals as a couple, blah, 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 blah. And you're sitting there going, first of all, that was like 3 weeks ago, but, and like, you haven't looked at me since then. 2 weeks ago, because I said 14 days. I'm just like, if anyone's counting the math, I don't want you to think that I don't know how to do math. But like, they're doing that on purpose. And then you're sitting there going, oh yeah, I guess we did have a good time. Even though like, yeah, I guess maybe they didn't realize that it was already 2 weeks ago and they haven't been looking at me, talking about me, like, or we've been arguing this whole time for 2 weeks, whatever it looks like. But now, like, am I complaining? Like, we did have a good time that day. And like, do I just not, like, one thing my abuser would say to me a lot was like, you only look for the bad times. You never look for the good times. And that, my friends, obviously is gaslighting, but that works, right? Like, I'm starting to think like, I'm just a pessimist. I am looking for bad. I'm sabotaging our relationship because I'm just obsessed with the bad times. And I actually ended up making a journal of the good times and not a journal of the bad times, which I also did journal at different points throughout the relationship. But I was really trying to gaslight myself into thinking that things were better than they were because I so often heard them say that all you ever do is think about the bad times. So anyway, I gave a lot of examples and I know you're probably thinking, well, which one is it? Is it going to be a good time or is it going to be a bad time? That's the thing. It could be one or the other. Different abusive people are going to go different ways on different days. And, or maybe they always kind of do the same thing. Or maybe one time, you know, like I said, one Valentine's Day is great. Your birthday is horrible. Christmas is great. You go on a trip, horrible, whatever. They're keeping you on your toes. They're keeping you on the chutes and ladders game. They're doing all the things. They're keeping you confused. They're keeping you gaslit to hell and back. All the things, right? So, no matter what happens, If you're having a good time, if you're having a good holiday, a good birthday, and they're treating you well, but all the other times they're not, I'm going to tell you right now, and I know it's very hard because gaslighting works. That's why it happens. Please hold on to the feeling in your gut. Please hold on to the reason that you're listening to this podcast episode, the reason why you started Googling their behavior, because that's there for a reason. You're not crazy. You're not making it up. You're not just like, oh, yeah, I guess it is fine. I was just like having a bad day that day, so I thought maybe this was abuse. If you're thinking about all this stuff, if you've been in it for a while, you don't know what's going on, you can't understand their behavior, you're starting to realize no one else has treated you this way, or maybe someone else has, unfortunately, but like a lot of people didn't treat you that way, so it can't be just you. Hold on to that feeling. Pay attention to it. Don't let them drown that out for you because it's very real. And if you're being treated like crap, again, pay attention. Pay attention to it. There's a reason for it. They're doing it on purpose. It's not an accident. And you don't deserve it. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. I hope that you're not still in the situation that you're in while you're listening to this. I hope you're out of it. I hope this is for your healing afterwards. But I know a lot of you are still in it. That's part of why I'm still going. Because I know that this is really important. I know that this is what I wanted or needed when I was in it. And I still do want to be able to give back in whatever way I can, even if it's just a little bit here and there. So I hope this was helpful. I hope you all have a wonderful Valentine's Day. Even though, like I said, I'm not a Valentine's person. If you like it, if you get treated like crap or you're all alone and you don't want to be, I'm your Valentine. I think you're wonderful. I'm sitting near the little cardboard heart that I'm making. It has like little lavender pieces around it. There you go. You got it. Happy Valentine's Day to you. And if you're listening to this afterwards, whatever day this is, I hope you have a wonderful day. And I just, you know, I'm here with you on your recovery or wherever you're at on your journey. Okay, I'm going to wrap this up. Thank you for listening. I always appreciate it. I appreciate all your support wherever you're at, wherever I'm at. Go do something nice for yourself. Go drink some water, and I will be back next week with more.